This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. A historic neighborhood in Pontiac has been named as one of 20 sites across the country, which will get a shot at part of $2 million for restoration. Joining me now is John Bry. He's the Oakland County Main Street Program Coordinator. Welcome.
Hi there. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, tell me about this neighborhood. What do you call it and where is it in the city?
Sure. This is the GM Modern Housing neighborhood. It's a historic district listed to the National Register of Historic Places. It's a neighborhood of about 260 homes constructed by General Motors to house the massive influx of workers that it had coming into Pontiac in the early 20th century. It's located just slightly north and east of downtown Pontiac.
So I saw one picture of one house, and it looks like it's a bungalow. What are these houses? What do they look like?
Yeah, these houses are a variety of styles, popular at the time period, and they were designed by a firm from New York City, hired by General Motors to lay out the neighborhood and design the houses. There are a variety of styles. Like you mentioned, one is sort of a craftsman bungalow. Another variety is sort of a Dutch colonial with that barn-shaped gambrel roof, colonial revivals that are brick. They're a combination of brick, stucco, and wood homes. So they're all different variety, but as you drive through the neighborhood, you see the architectural styles repeating every so often on the different streets and the different blocks.
So tell me about the homes inside. What were they like when they were new?
They were very modest. Some of the homes were two bedrooms. Some of the larger homes were four bedrooms. They typically had a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a full basement in most of them. But they were either single bathroom, three to four bedrooms, and the living dining room areas, and then the basement. So they were pretty compact and small, depending on the size of the families.
And I'm guessing a lot of these are plaster walls and hardwood floors.
Yeah, hardwood floors, plaster walls, wood windows, concrete foundations, cedar shake siding on the exterior in combination with the stucco, and almost all of them had slate roofs originally. And throughout the neighborhood, you'll see many of the houses still retain the slate roofs.
So in what kind of shape are most of these houses today?
A variety of them. They're in excellent shape and condition to others that have been vacant for a number of years and have been boarded up and mothballed, some of which are owned by Oakland County. You can drive through the neighborhood and see some that have been beautifully maintained, or in some cases, some of them are currently being acquired and restored, and others that are still waiting for a good opportunity to be restored and have been sort of mothballed and boarded up.
Yeah, about how many out of the 260 are boarded up or vacant?
About eight of them are currently boarded up and vacant right now, and those are ones that are owned by Oakland County that we're targeting as part of this grant opportunity.
So you've got this shot at part of $2 million through the Vote Your Mainstream campaign. What is that exactly?
Well, it's a partnership between the National Trust for Historic Preservation, the National Main Street Center, Delta Airlines, National Geographic, and American Express. This is the second year for this grant campaign that they've organized, and it's targeting diverse historic preservation projects that have a rich and diverse history about them from across the nation. And we were selected in a competitive process to submit the GM Modern Housing District in Pontiac. We were one of those 20 cities nationally that was selected, the only one in Michigan. And now it's into a national online voting campaign. And depending on how many votes the project in Pontiac gets, helps dictate how much funding we will get to help restore some of these long vacant homes that are potentially at risk of being demolished if we can't find some alternative strategies for them.
So did they tell you why your neighborhood made it onto the list of 20?
Yeah, they basically thought that the Pontiac story in general, as a community, as a diverse community, different races, the story of Pontiac in terms of rising up as sort of this old industrial city and now is going through this transition of finding its new path and new direction, but at the same time trying to continue to celebrate and embrace its diversity. And this neighborhood particularly really represents that this was always one of these working class neighborhoods that was very diverse in the beginning and continues to be so today. You have older generations of folks that have lived there for decades. You have new residents that are moving in. You have Latino. You have African-American. You have old. You have young. You have gay. You have straight. You literally have a microcosm of the rich diversity of Pontiac, all living in this neighborhood and working to try to revive it and hang on to that diverse story.
Now, I went and looked at the contest site, and I've read some literature about this. There's one thing I still don't understand. As the votes come in, does this mean all 20, if they get votes, get some fraction of that, depending on the amount of votes, or does that mean just the top three, or how does that work?
No, so what the national organizers have told us, getting the vote out is crucial. We ideally need to land in the top 10 of those 20 cities in order for us to receive the maximum amount of funding possible in the grant. And then the communities that are below that top 10, it will start to descend in order in terms of funding they get and potentially run the risk of not getting any funding at all. So it's not a one-and-done type voting process. People need to vote every single day, and they can vote every day, and they get 5 votes every day when they vote, and they can give those all to Pontiac. And so it's crucial that we continue to push the numbers. And I've been pretty proud that we've landed kind of in the 13th spot of these 20 cities, and we have some major competition, but even communities that are much smaller than Pontiac have been in the top 10 currently. So we can certainly do this if people will support the cause and the project in the community.
Well, if you get a part of this $2 million, what are the plans for it?
We are looking to do a really exciting project based on a model from Indianapolis, where they have used a very successful approach of revitalizing some of their historic homes and neighborhoods there. Where we partner with the Michigan Historic Preservation Network that has created a building trades program to train people how to work in the restoration trades. Because rehabbing historic buildings is often different techniques and materials than the new construction. And so the GM Modern Housing Homes would be used as these working labs to train folks how to work in the restoration arts with older buildings and older materials and older techniques versus new construction, which is a high demand with all the revitalization going on in the greater Detroit metro. So these homes will be used as these working labs, and the grant would be able to pay the trainers, to pay the students, and to acquire the materials that we may need on bringing these homes back online. And the methodology that they have used in Indianapolis, that homes that people thought were beyond repair, and some people thought these were beyond repair, but they're really not. And it's a better strategy to rehabilitate these historic homes rather than demolishing them and just leaving vacant lots in their wake. So what will happen is the envelopes of the exteriors of these homes will be restored back to their historic appearance, and it will position them to be acquired for new homeowners but still remain affordable and in the market, because that's one of the keys. We want to see the GM Myron Housing neighborhood remain an affordable housing option for folks.
I'm guessing you would really like to give the web address where people can vote.
I would. We actually created one specifically for the neighborhood, and it's simply GMMH, General Motors Modern Housing, GMMH.org. The GMMH website takes you directly to the voting page for Pontiac. You have to create a sign-in, you have to create a password, but once you're in the system, it's easy to keep voting every day.
That's John Bry, coordinator of the Oakland County Mainstream Program, talking about the GM Modern Housing neighborhood and the effort to get funding through the Vote Your Mainstream campaign. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.